Welcome back to another edition of Turner Talks.
In thickness and in health with your host, Bailey Turner.
And Zach.
In today's episode, we will be talking through our top 4 to 5 habits that have changed our lives and impacted our daily routine. A lot of them are very similar from, you know, me and Zach's perspective. We have pretty much the same ones except for a couple. So we're going to start out with the ones that we both have on our list of the top habits that have changed our lives. So Zach, start us off.
So being husband and wife, a lot of our day-to-day stuff kind of overlaps, especially since we both work from home and we're coworkers essentially. So the first one that I thought of when I was coming up with my list was waking up, and I have like an asterisk next to it, early. Mm-hmm. Like, early is very individual. You like getting up even earlier than I do. Mm-hmm. Although we're getting up like, you know, relatively at the same time, but I find that when I get up earlier, and it's not like an approach to get it out of the way because I like can't stand doing it, but like when I wake up early to like train and work out, I feel like it just makes the entirety of my day just go better because, you know, I'm starting out doing something that I enjoy, actually, so.
And it's uninterrupted time.
Yeah, because Marlo's still sleeping, and I don't know, I just like working out, you know, somewhat early, like I said.
So yeah, and for me, that is also one of my habits that have changed my life, is waking up early. I love waking up between, like, 5 and 5:30 just because I feel like I feel the best during that time. I'm the most productive in the morning. I get my workout in or my walk in right away, and then I have like the rest of the day to clean, work, take care of Marlo, do all the things. And I feel like I, since I have that, you know, 1 to 2 hours by myself in the morning, or like with you, and I'm not taking care of Marlo or doing things around the house or working, I'm able to really prioritize myself in that first part of the morning, which makes a huge difference. Because on the days that I don't get to do that, like let's say for example I don't get a good night's sleep and I sleep until 7:30, I just feel like my whole day, and I don't let it ruin my whole day, but I just feel way less productive. My energy is kind of crap and I just don't get as much done because I don't know, it's just different.
Yeah, I mean, like the whole like working out early thing, I feel like is like, I don't know, kind of like blown out of proportion by like social media as a whole. Like, oh, you got to get up early and work out at 4 a.m. and then, you know, go back to bed after that. But I find that when, you know, we both obviously love to work out. I mean, it's our livelihood and we just feel better. But I feel like when we can start out the day doing something that we both enjoy together, it definitely, you know, it's...
It helps our marriage too.
Yeah. And I feel like it's just like, I don't have to like try to allot time for, you know, doing something I enjoy. I can just get like that one thing that I enjoy the most, like throughout like our like day-to-day routine, like right away. It's mm-hmm. like, okay, now whatever happens for the rest of the day is mm-hmm. like an afterthought.
Kind of. And having a baby, like no day is the same. And it's nice to just know you have that done and you don't have to try to make a time in the middle of the day to fit it in.
Yeah.
So it's like you have less excuses to just do it right away when you wake up versus waiting till the day is, you know, either over, trying to fit it in between.
Yeah, and I feel like at this point too, like with Marlo's age, her nap schedule is like pretty predictable. And this is like slowly becoming a Marlo podcast where we talk about how we can get stuff done with her.
It always becomes like
that. But like with the predictability of her nap schedule is, like I said, it's like fairly consistent, but sometimes it's still hit or miss. But it's like, if we wake up early enough, we know like, all right, her nighttime sleep is like the most consistent thing. So we know she's going to be in her crib until at least this time. So if we get up early enough and get the workout in, like we're going to be fine because mm-hmm. like I said, the naps are kind of up in the air sometimes.
So. Yeah, for sure. The second thing that I have on my list, next to waking up early. Yes.
Is it making your bed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bailey's
a big bed maker.
Zach, I mean, it doesn't care as much, but he does it every day because obviously I make him do it every day.
Well, and I feel like the whole theme of like this whole like podcast topic is like habits, and like once you like, if you can like make it a habit, like at this point I couldn't even imagine waking up not making the bed, like
because we've done it for years.
Yeah, and I mean like even like when you've been gone, like prior to Marlo being on the scene, like when you'd go like on like weekend trips or something, and it was just me in the house, I would still wake up and make the bed just because something feels off if the bed's not made. Like, especially if you, like, leave the bedroom, go to the gym, walk the dogs, or, like, come and do something out in the kitchen or, like, the rest of the house. And then you go back in the room. It's like, ugh.
It's just messy.
My life feels like it's all...
shambles. Literally. I feel undone when my bed isn't made. So I prefer to just wake up early, let's say 5:30, make the bed after getting dressed, like brushing teeth, etc. And then, yeah, make the bed, then go work out. I don't really love going to work out and then coming back and making the bed, because usually, like, I get done working out before you do, so then I end up making the bed by myself just because it freaks me out and I hate having an unmade bed.
Yeah.
So I just make it by myself, but...
What's the... there's a book that you could probably direct people to read.
Make Your Damn Bed, I think it's called. Or Make Your Bed. I don't know if there's a damn in it.
It's like written by like a Navy Admiral or something.
Yeah, Navy Admiral or SEAL or something.
Something, yeah. But it's...
I'll look it up right now.
The entire like essence of the book is, if you can make your bed to start your day, you can like count that as a win. And when you start your day off with a win, it's easier to like stack wins throughout the day. And, you know, no matter what type of day you had, whether it be good or bad, you can always come home to a made bed. And
so nice. And that book is such an easy read. I think I read it in less than a day.
I don't think I, like, made my bed growing up, really. Like, I was never really, like, told to. So really? It was just always kind of like... Well, and, you know, the men out there listening, or the, you know, the women that have, you know, men in their lives, our bed making, like, was a lot easier before we decided to... you know, get married or live with another woman, because I don't know, the bed making process wasn't as complex as it is with the female, because they tend to have 50 pillows on the bed, 2 blankets that have to go across the length of the bed. Sorry, Bailey's letting our dog in right now.
Yeah, when you were in college.
Not even then, like,
or even in high school,
growing up, like as a little kid,
even. You had like one pillow. Bed.
One or 2 pillows and just like the comforter that I would throw over. Like, yeah. It was super easy, but now it's like, got the top sheet, got a duvet cover.
Well, my mom, I feel pillows. Like I learned, I kind of have this trait from my mom. We're kind of perfectionists. And she, growing up, I had a nice made bed because she made it for me. Not all the time. She didn't make it for me all the time, but she made me, you know, like have the flat sheet, the bedding, the 2 different kinds of pillows, and then a cute little one in the middle. So I had like 5 pillows on my bed. So I just took pride in making my bed because it looked pretty.
Yeah.
I love making our bed because it's cute, and it's just... Zach doesn't really like all the pillows, but it could be worse.
Well, I don't care. The pillows are whatever at this point. It's that dumb like thing you make me...
The blanket? Because throw blanket?
There's like 2 of them, and it's impossible to
because
put on
by
yourself.
Because we have a cute little quilt and then a cute little blankie.
Yeah, it's so cute. But yeah. The reason
you've
why
gotten better at it, though.
One thing about the bed, this is like kind of like a side like rant, and it has nothing to do with... Sorry, you can hear Ziggy's
it's okay. Claws, you can put him up on the bench.
But Bailey is a self-tanner obsessed person.
Obsessed? So, are you? If I was obsessed, I'd be doing it at least once a week, if not more than once a week. I've even done it in like 2 weeks.
She does it enough where I have to stain treat the sheets all the time because they're orange.
Wah.
But
if it makes me feel good about my mom bod, let me do it.
You have a nice mom bod, regardless of being tan or not.
Well, it makes me feel good. And all the girls listening know that tanner makes you like look 10 pounds lighter and way cuter.
Okay. All right.
When sounds I'm pasty good. White, I feel so gross.
Okay. All right.
Just saying. All my girls can agree with me. Shoot me a DM if you're listening and you agree.
All right. Moving on. What is your next habit? You said you had... another one.
Oh, I wanted to also just mention the book quick because I looked it up. So the book is called Make Your Bed. It's by Admiral William McRaven. He's a retired Navy, I don't even know, Admiral. I don't really know a lot about the military, unfortunately.
It's like the Navy equivalent of a general.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So that's the book. It's on Amazon. It's a super easy read, and it's a very life-changing book. And I promise you, you'll probably make your bed after that.
Yeah.
My next on the list is daily movement / getting outside. I kind of made that one because I love being able to work out. I try to weight or strength train 4 times a week. However, I also love walking. So if I can get in my 4 days a week training and then also get in at least, you know, a quick walk outside. It doesn't even have to be a long walk. I love my long walks, but some days it's just, you know, not in the cards for me. I feel so much better. So getting outside, getting some fresh air, getting some movement is all a part of me feeling my best. I know that Zach's habit, I think he has two habits that are kind of similar.
I have one that kind of plays off that one. Yeah. So I guess it is kind of in essence the same thing, but I just have one long walk outside, and then in parentheses I put most days.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some days where I just don't want to do it, and mm-hmm. sometimes there's just days where I can't fit it in. But, you know, I certainly...
We always go on a short walk a day, though.
At least one walk with the dogs, yeah. But I've, you know, whether that's by myself or with Bailey, you know, the long walks outside, I like it because, one, it allows me to just rack up a ton of, like, cardio, essentially. So, and it's just nice being outside, too. And it's good, like, one-on-one time with you if mm-hmm. we do it together.
Or just alone time if you're by yourself.
Yeah, that too.
It just makes me in a better mood too. Like when I would go on them by myself, I like walking with you too. But if we're like, you know, at each other's necks during a stressful, then I just want to be by myself. And then I come back and I'm like, oh, I actually really love you right now because I don't want to punch you. My next one is my daily prayer. So every night while Zach and I are in bed and we're, you know, settling down for the night, we take turns. So I usually do like even number days of the month. Zach does odds. Every month we kind of switch it up, but we take turns praying. And so we learned this from Craig Rochelle. He always says to pray with your spouse, and it should be, short, sweet, and just keep it consistent. If you miss one day, don't miss 2 days in a row. So we really try our best to pray every night. We'll remind each other. So if it's like my turn and, you know, I'm ready to fall asleep, Zach will be like, hey, it's your turn to pray. And vice versa. I'll say, hey, Zach, he'll be snoring. I'll be like, hey, buddy, wake up.
Yeah.
It's time to pray.
Bailey's really good at, one, being remindful of it, but then two,
forgetting that it's my turn.
Always trying to make me go because she can't remember what day it is. So.
Well, no, because in my mind, I'm like trying every night. I lay in bed and I'm like, okay, did I say it last night or did Zach? And then I'll forget what day it is. Like, I'll forget it's an even number day. And I'll be like, hey, it's your turn to pray. Zach's like, no, it's not. It's your turn.
Yeah.
But we just basically, you know, thank the Lord for another day. And we pray for our family. We pray for whoever, you know, we feel like needs some extra prayers and love. Pray for Marlo. We pray for our dogs. Pray for our marriage. Just a short, you know, 1 to 2 minute prayer. And then that's about it. But we do that every day, and I feel like it's helped our marriage a lot. It's helped us grow stronger in our faith together, and it's just something that has become our, you know, routine.
Nighttime, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you touch on, like lifting, like, for part of
the A little bit in my daily movement and getting outside, so you can go with your... Because you made that kind of, like, your own habit, so you can go and touch on that.
Yeah, because we tend to walk even on days that I don't lift, so I kind of put it on its own, but... I feel a million times better when I get like 4 to 5 like weight training sessions in per week. Like my days feel like my rest days or off days feel off, even though I'm supposed to be off that day.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's how you know, like, it's become like a part of like your routine, because once you like remove it from a day, you just feel like you're not doing something right, essentially. So yeah, once your rest days become harder than, you know, the days that you train, I think, you know, you've made it.
But you look forward to your rest days.
If I'm training hard, yeah. But even, like, I said that to you, like, last week. I was like, oh, you know you're training hard when, like, you're looking forward to, like, your rest day or your day off.
But then your rest day
that
comes.
That night, like, rolls around, like, before the rest day. And I'm like, oh, man, I wish I was training tomorrow. But...
See, I love training, but I also equally love my rest days. Because really? I still go on, like, walks on my rest days. And I love just, like, waking up and not feeling like... Like, I've been training really hard lately to the point where I don't want to be in the gym a fifth day.
Yeah.
And so I really love my rest days because it just allows me to have some, you know, extra time outside, walking, and just really resting. And I feel good on the rest days.
I mean, 5 is, like, the absolute max. Sorry, our dog is just...
taking
over this podcast. But there was a point in time where I was training like 6 days a week with someone that I used to train with, and the one day off, like, I loved it because the 6 days just beat me up so bad. And it was like not easy training either. It was like
running yourself into the ground. Luminous,
and I just like felt beat up all the time. And the thing that I like slowly realized when you train like 6 days a week is there's literally nowhere for you to recover like mm-hmm. 6 days on, like in a row. Like it's next to impossible. Oof. Like you'd be better off breaking up like three on, one off, three on, one off versus six in a row, just because, like I said, it just beats you up.
Unless
so
you're
much.
Literally kind of, you know, half.
If you're doing like one or two movements a day, then I could totally see that. But like if you're like expecting to like carry a high load of like volume Oof. And intensity like 6 days a week, like it's just not going to happen.
The for thought very long, of at least. Training 6 days a week as hard as I'm training right now 4 days a week makes my like legs want to get chopped off.
Yeah, and I mean just from like an efficiency standpoint, like you're going to be better off doing 4 or 5 days, like we're saying,
with two rest days a week,
because like the recovery just cannot happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like at that point, it's not even like a localized thing; like it's systemically fatiguing, like on your entire nervous system. And unless you're on like, even then, like copious amounts of gear and 10 hours of sleep a night, like still ain't going to cut it.
Mm.
But yeah, that's kind of a little side rant because I just get a kick out of like. You know, people that you see, like, trying to act like they train hard for 6 days a week. And it's, like, probably not happening. Like, you just can't. And if you can, it won't last very long before you end up with
injuries
that hurt constantly.
Yeah, or injuries. Yeah. My last habit on my list is, if you know, if you follow me on Instagram.
Give me 10 chugs.
That's an energy drink. Zach's chugging an energy drink.
She didn't specify 10 chugs of what?
Yeah, 10 chugs of beer.
Gasoline.
Really? yeah, if you follow me on Instagram, you know. And if you've been around for a while, you know about my 10 chugs. So every time I try to pick up my water bottle, I just try to do 10 chugs throughout the day. A few different times during the day, because I'm not the best at sipping on water throughout the day. I kind of get busy and I kind of forget about it. So whenever I pick up my water, I just try to do 10 chugs. So that's a habit that has helped me with my water intake. Zach can just, you know, be fine sipping throughout the day, and he gets in like plenty of water because he just like, you do gulps. Like you can chug it, but you don't chug it every time you pick it up.
Yeah,
versus me, every time I pick up my water, I'm like, okay, I'm chugging a little bit because I know I'm going to forget about it the next hour.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been a habit that has changed my life for the better because it helps me get my water intake. And if I remember to do the 10 chugs, like, you know, every hour of the day or every hour and a half to 2 hours, I'll pretty much hit my water goal because you can slam a good amount of water in 10 chugs. So if you've been slacking on your water, give it a try.
Yeah, I think the reason why I do, I guess not better, because it ends up being like pretty much the same outcome in terms of like amount of water consumed throughout the day, but I also, you know, I count the water that I like put in like shakes, and I'll have like 2 to 3 like protein shakes a day that
yeah.
I mix up, or like, you know, like an essential amino acid like supplement, like I count that water towards my intake. And I think I might have said this on the podcast before, but I am a terrible sweater. Terrible in the terms of like I sweat so much when I train.
Copious amount.
So I have to like pound water during my sessions just to stay on top of it. So like during a session I'll have at least like well over like 32 ounces of water mm-hmm. in me by the time it's done. And that's right away in the morning. So it's a quarter of a gallon right there.
Mm-hmm. But, and then 2 protein shakes and BCAAs and you're already at probably 80 ounces.
Yeah.
I think that's it for my habits.
Yeah,
I think there's one more on yours.
I have one more, and yep. It's just hitting fiber and protein targets. And this is like a thing, you know, more recently in the last like 3 weeks since I've been like trying to track my nutrition. Not trying. I have been tracking my nutrition. I noticed that it's much easier for me to stay on track and dialed in when my fiber and protein numbers are ahead of everything else. Because one, I feel psychologically better about it when those numbers are the ones that are, you know, doing well. And two, I find that I feel way fuller throughout mm-hmm. the day when those two numbers are being met.
Yeah, because if you're slacking on your protein and your fiber, you're going to be ravenous. Yeah. And you're going to want all the carbs and fats and all that stuff, but you're never going to feel fully satisfied or satiated.
Yeah. And if you're a fruit lover, fiber's where it's at right there.
Berries. So. You can have so many berries.
Like Raspberries, strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, and then like pears and apples I love too. Mm-hmm. Like those are so easy to snack
I love on. Watermelon. It's not high in fiber by any means, but it you can eat so much of it for so little calories.
Packed with L-citrulline.
Look at you.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, those are kind of just like my main things. Like, I find that, you know, I'm more successful day to day if those four things are mostly met or entirely met. So,
yeah, I agree. If I have an off day where, you know, I've woken up late, I haven't gotten outside, I haven't moved my body, I'm just kind of being lazy. Like, sometimes on the weekends, you love the lazy day. But I notice that if I have a super lazy day, I feel like crap. Mentally, physically, emotionally, like I just feel down in the dumps. But if I force myself to kind of get up, get moving a little bit, get some sunshine, even if it's, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, I feel so much better.
Yeah.
So those are our top habits that have changed our lives. We would love to hear from you guys if you have any habits that, you know,
changed our lives. That's
that changed
very like
okay, not necessarily hyperbolic. I feel like they've improved our life and enhanced our life.
Yeah, I think it's just like a consistency thing. Like if we can things both hit those things that we like
yeah.
deem as like important, I feel like I said like 30 seconds ago, is every day seems to be like successful after like, you know, successful day. So
yeah, you just gotta stack them on top.
I guess it is life changing. I mean, there's like really no definition on what that would mean.
I mean, it doesn't have to be like crazy like holy crap, this changed my life. I was yeah. like,
and if you're listening to this and you are not doing anything that you feel like improves like your day-to-day life, like probably don't try to change everything at once, because that's a surefire way to burn get yourself out and not get anything done. So
and get super overwhelmed.
One thing at a time, maybe, and you might get there.
Yeah, so. And that's what we go over in another one of our podcasts. How to start your fitness journey and how to, you know, the top, you know, tips to starting your fitness journey. We would never want people to feel like they have to, you know, go from 0 to 100. If anything, we don't want you to do that, because we've seen it happen before where people, you know, join our challenges and stuff, and we don't preach a 0 to 100 all or nothing lifestyle. We have a very balanced approach to nutrition, to exercise, and we feel like if you try to change all, you know, all of these things at once, you're going to get overwhelmed. It's not going to stick. It's not going to be sustainable. And chances are you're not going to stick to it. So you're going to do it for maybe a week. You're going to hit all of your, you know, unrealistic goals that you've set for yourself. But then after a week, you're going to be like, holy crap, that was so hard. I'm sick and tired of this. I'm burnt out. I'm overwhelmed. Like, I can't do this. So do your best to change small things in your life. Make small changes. And I've said this for years. Small changes lead to big results. And if you can make small changes in your life here and there, you will feel a lot better in the long run. Yeah. Play the long game. Don't feel like you need to change everything at once to see, you know, quick results. Just little changes here and there. Anything else, Zach?
No, I think that just about covers it.
So gentle.
Well, I don't want to like scream into the microphone, but the thing that I was going to say is like, I'm looking at my list personally, and I didn't wake up one day and be like, these four things I'm going to change today. Like, the weight training 4 to 5 times per week was like something that's been ingrained in me for like over years. A decade.
Yeah.
The one walk outside is like honestly probably like the most recent one, because I used to be pretty bad about just like getting outside and going for a walk, and like honestly just like doing any like cardiovascular, like, you know, exercise.
Zach hates cardio.
But, you know, waking up early, like in some capacity, we've been doing that for a while. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, we still have our days where we just want to lay in bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're human.
But, yeah, like, these changes have taken, like, years of consistency to get to the point where, like, I feel like all four are in a really good spot right now.
Yeah, and we're also not the type of people that are super strict with ourselves. So, like, if we miss one day, we're not, like, the next day we're not like beating ourselves up over it. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, move on. Like, if you don't wake up early, or you don't get your workout in, or you miss your prayer, or you don't get outside, like, if all the things that you want to do end up not going your way for that day, don't let that control your attitude so much where you view, like, where you have to punish yourself for missing it. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like that's where a lot of problems arise, is when people take these things a little bit too seriously. And instead of it becoming like a positive habit, it becomes a negative habit and more of like an addiction to a habit. And it's negatively impacting your life. So you end up getting overwhelmed and you let it like control your life. And I don't want anybody to ever feel like that. So like our habits, I feel like, are very realistic. It's not like we need to hit this step goal, this amount of minutes of exercise a day, this amount of calories every single day, like no fast food, like 8 hours of sleep, no minimum, like, or whatever. Like, you just, no less than 8 hours.
Yeah.
We're not like that. And if I feel like since we have some leniency within our habits, that's how we've become so consistent at them. Mm-hmm. Because they're just things that make us feel better, but don't overwhelm us.
Well, there's a time and place to be like super rigid, I feel like, with things. But, you know, if you're just trying to like come up with a few ways to, you know, be more...
just live a healthier like lifestyle. Like,
you got to understand that you're going to have days that are off or bad days, and that happens to all of us, but you just have to let it go and get on with it the next day, because mm-hmm. you know, you can't go back obviously and fix it. So
for sure, so start small. If you're trying to form some habits, start small, change very few things at once. You don't want to change everything all at once, and do some realistic changes in your life. Don't make them rigid or strict, because you're not gonna stick to them that way. So we just wanted to share our top habits that have impacted our life in a positive way, and we hope that these inspire you to maybe, you know, start incorporating some of them, or maybe you already do, and that's amazing. So we'd love for you to share your favorite habits that you've incorporated in your life, and maybe how long you've been doing them for. And we will put a little post on our Instagram, on our Turner Talks podcast Instagram, so you can go check that out. And then we'll pick one winner to win like $100 gift card to our website. So thank you guys so much for listening. We are so thankful for you, and we will catch you next week.